Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2477, with the release date of Friday, April 18th, 2025, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Hams gain an exemption from Iowa's distracted driving law. A popular digital amateur radio newsletter prepares to hold its first big conference. And a dramatic rescue of a SOTA operator on a California mountain. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2477 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now reporting from Charleston, West Virginia, here's Jim Dameron, NATMW.
Our top story this week is about the distracted driving law in states around the U.S. that prohibits drivers from sending text messages or performing other functions with a handheld device. Iowa has just become the 31st state to add language to their law exempting licensed hams from those restrictions. Dave Parks, WB8ODF, tells us what that means.
Amateur radio operators in Iowa have won an exemption to the state's new distracted driving law that takes effect on the 1st of July. The governor signed the bill into law on the 2nd of April after both the state House and Senate passed it overwhelmingly. It bans drivers from using mobile phones or any wireless device while behind the wheel unless it's hands-free or voice-activated mode. The bill, which was 5 years in the making, exempts licensed hams who are using two-way radios. Iowa joins 30 other states, including New York, Arizona, and Minnesota, in granting hams permission to operate their radios while driving. This is Dave Parks, WB8ODF.
In Australia, the communications regulator is looking for input on some minor changes in language affecting the nation's new amateur class license, as we hear from Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
The Radio Communications License Conditions Determination 2015, which provides conditions on the use of amateur radio assigned and non-assigned licenses, is being reviewed by the Australian Communications and Media Authority before it expires October 1, 2025. While many amateurs now operate under the Radio Communications Class License 2023, existing non-assigned amateur licenses will continue to exist and operate under the conditions of the 2015 amateur LCD until they expire. The authority's goal is to fine-tune the language of the LCD so it aligns with the new amateur class license. Although the ACMA is seeking comments from the public, the authority stresses that this review is not considering major changes, such as amateur access to bands, but a list of simple recommendations that are now available for viewing in draft form. Comments are due no later than Monday, the 26th of May at 5 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. To see the draft document, follow the link in the text version of this week's newscast, arnewsline.org. I'm Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
Hams in Ohio are mourning the loss of a friend, a mentor, and a familiar face to visitors at the Voice of America Museum. We learn about him from Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
If you've ever been to the Voice of America Museum in Westchester, Ohio, it's possible you met Bob Fay, WB0NPN. He was an active member and past officer of the Westchester Amateur Radio Association, which has its shack inside the museum. Bob became a silent key on the 5th of April. First licensed in 1973, Bob was especially devoted to public service and emergency communications in different states through the years. He'd been active in Hamilton County, Ohio, Aries, as well as Lake County, Illinois, Racies, and was a special deputy sheriff for the Hennepin County, Minnesota, Mobile Amateur Radio Corps. He had also been deeply involved in emergency communications in Riverside and Los Angeles counties in California. His long tenure as a ham deepened his appreciation for radio, and he especially loved sharing his enthusiasm and expertise with the next generation. A proud moment for him was his receipt of an Elmer Award in 2016 from Christopher Bro, KD8YVJ, now KK8C, after Chris became the 2015 recipient of the Hiram Percy Maxim Award from the ARRL. Bob was 89. This is Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
Hams in Australia, especially the close-knit community of YLs in Tasmania, are grieving after one of their own has become a silent key. They describe a leader, an innovator, and inspiring voice as we hear from John Williams, VK4JJW.
Remembered for her leadership and her personal touch as president of the Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club, Shirley Hardstaff, VK7HSC, had been immersed in amateur radio since the first day she got her license. A familiar face to many in the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association, or ALARA, and at many gatherings in Tasmania, Shirley became a silent key on the 5th of April. Her friends recalled her as someone with a leadership style that brought a personal touch to YL meetups, placing less of an emphasis on business and committee formalities and more focus on social interaction. In 2019, she organised and funded the bi-monthly chat and show, which was held at the Penguin Rec Centre and later the Ulverstone Rec Centre until 2021. Her on-air presence embraced traditional HF as well as other modes, including Echolink, DMR, IRLP, and SSTV. She often served as stand-in net control for the Mount Duncan net and a big supporter of the scouting event Jamboree on the Air. Shirley, who was the VK7 representative to ALARA from 2010 to 2014, was elected president of the Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club in 2010. She stepped down in 2023. She and her late husband, Max, VK7KY, were widely known for their travels and were familiar faces at ham radio events around Tasmania. Shirley was 83. This is John Williams, VK4JJW.
The Zero Retries newsletter, which offers readers articles on technology and innovation in ham radio, is branching out to host its first digital conference later this year. It will be held in Washington State. We have details from George Zafiropoulos, KJ6VU.
September will be a big month for technology and innovation in amateur radio. At the inaugural Zero Retries Digital Conference, many of the articles readers have enjoyed in the newsletter will come to life. Those attending can expect to hear about the IP400 networking project and see demonstrations of the M17 digital voice data system and the MMDVM TNC data system. Conference manager Tina Stroh, KD7WSF, expects to put out requests for presenters very soon and will make a sign-in sheet available online. The conference will be held on the 13th of September at the Edward D. Hansen Conference Center in Everett, Washington. The Hansen Conference Center will be transformed into a kind of epicenter of digital innovation at that time. The Zero Retries Conference is taking place just as GRCon 2025 wraps up. GRCon is the annual conference for the GNU Radio Project and community. That conference runs from Monday, September 8th through Friday, September 12th. Although the two events share the same venue, they are not connected to one another. Invitations to the Zero Retries Conference are expected to be sent out shortly. This is George Zafiropoulos, KJ6VU.
If you're a high school student or even younger, the easiest way to attend Hamvention is to simply show up on Saturday, the 17th of May, at the Greene County Fair and Expo Center. Admission is free that day for youngsters. Young visitors who want an experience that is designed just for them are also able to attend the Youth Rally, a special day-long program designed to offer students a variety of hands-on experiences in amateur radio. It's led by Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, the ARRL's Education and Learning Manager. Students get to take part in a short on-air sprint, contact a parachute mobile radio operator, and learn about satellite communications. Youngsters are encouraged to bring a 2-meter HT if they have one. Advanced registration is recommended for the youth rally and costs $20. Each year, the Amateur Radio Newsline Bill Pasternak Memorial Young Ham of the Year Award receives nominations of promising young hams who truly impress our judges. It's time once again to give them the opportunity at the recognition they deserve. Consider nominating an amateur radio operator 18 years of age or younger here in the continental United States. Consider someone who has talent, promise, and a commitment to the spirit of ham radio. Find application forms on our website, arnewsline.org, under the YHOTY tab. We're accepting nominations through May 31st. Time for you to identify your station. We're the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the K7 MMA repeater in Spokane, Washington, Fridays at 5 p.m. local time. The application period is open for the Youth on the Air Junior Camp, which is making its debut this year for amateur radio operators under the age of 15. Applicants must have a valid U.S. ham radio license and will be expected to attend with a parent or guardian who needn't have a license themselves. This is a three-day version of the YOTA region-wide camps for older youngsters and is modeled after the Kids on the Air program in IARU Region 1. It will take place in July at the Voice of America Museum in Westchester, Ohio. For details, visit YOTA.org. In the U.S., a recent 10-mile hike along one section of the Florida Scenic Trail became a journey of discovery, not necessarily for the hikers who know the trail well, but for the activity's organizers. They learned the value that amateur radio can bring to the experience for everyone. Jack Parker, WAISH, tells us more.
A group known as the Tropical Trekkers has been celebrating the anniversary of a 10-mile stretch of the Florida Scenic Trail since it was opened to hikers 7 years ago. With mobile phones in hand, the organizers have traditionally tracked the celebration's hikers with as much accuracy as intermittent cellular service would allow. That is, until this year. In late March, seven amateur radio operators were dispatched to checkpoints every 3 or so miles along the trail and used the VHF Simplex to ensure that no hikers became lost, injured, or in need of assistance during the annual event. Mike Gromley, WA8VEC, a longtime trail supporter, told Newsline that the presence of radio was a natural for the trail event, and he was relieved when his offer to bring a team of volunteers was accepted. Mike has known the needs of trail life well. For years, he has been known as Water Boy for his regular placement and replenishment of fresh water jugs along a 30-mile stretch of trail during hiking season. So far this year, he has already distributed 195 gallons. He also volunteers with the Tropical Trekkers, his chapter of the Florida Trail Association, to help with the physical maintenance of 70 miles of trail. 9 months before this year's event, Mike and his team of radio volunteers, some of whom are also part of ARES or Activate POTA, started developing written forms and a protocol for tracking the hiker's whereabouts. On the day of the hike, they even provided return shuttle service for those who finished at the far end of the trail. This is not the journey's end, however. The team has been invited back and is already planning for next year. Mike said that perhaps next time they'll make use of WindLink, too. This is Jack Parker, W8ISH.
The Radio Society of Great Britain has recognized achievements of two key members of the U.S.-based Citizen Science Investigation Team, HAM-SCI. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, tells us more.
Congratulations to Nathaniel Frissell, W2NAF, and Gwyn Griffiths, G3ZIL, whose studies of ionospheric propagation with Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, or HAM-SCI, has been honoured by the Radio Society of Great Britain. The Les Barclay Memorial Award has been given to Nathaniel for HAM-SCI's contribution in elevating amateur radio-based citizen science to a higher profile. The award is being given to him by the RSGB Propagation Studies Committee. He is the founder of HAM-SCI. Gwyn, G3ZIL, is the author of a series of articles published in several issues of the RSGB magazine Radcom in 2024. She's been recognised through the Society's Wortley Talbot Trophy, which recognises in particular her article, Height of Reflections at HF, that appeared in the August 2024 magazine issue. She is a long-time member of the HAM-SCI community. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
In the world of DX, Andy G7SQW is operating as EJ/G7SQW from Erinmore Island, IOTA number EU121 on the 19th and 20th of April. Andy will be on the HF bands using SSB and the digital modes. See QRZ.com for QSL details. Members of the Raid Dos Emissores Portuguesas will be activating three call signs marking World Amateur Radio Day between the 18th and 24th of April. Listen for CR1IARU from the Azores, IOTA number EU175, CR3IARU from Madeira, IOTA number AF014, and CR5IARU from mainland Portugal. QSL via CT1REP. Peter, PD1RP, is celebrating the 80th anniversary since the end of the German occupation of the Netherlands during World War II. He's on the air as PD80 free until the 30th of June. All QSOs confirmed automatically via the Bureau. Emergency preparedness comes in many shapes. It can be organized drill, a regularly scheduled net, or as three hams in California recently found out, it can be as simple as leaving your 2-meter rig on and monitoring it. Ralph Squalacci brings us this week's final story, a tale of rescue following serious injury on a snow-encrusted SOTA summit.
Greg Davidson, KF6CNS, recalls sitting in his garage with a friend in late March when a call for help came over on the 2-meter simplex calling frequency. Vincent Levesque, KF6FLJ, had been hoping for a day of SOTA on Mount Williamson in the Angeles National Forest when his hike ended in a 150-foot slide down the hillside and a bone-breaking crash into a tree. Vincent had dropped his mobile phone. His emergency beacon had little power remaining, but he was able to call for help on his handy-talkie. Greg received that call 50 miles away thanks to a large commercial antenna at home. His immediate telephone outreach eventually led him to Will Richards, KJ6JJB, operations leader of Los Angeles County Sheriff's Montrose Search and Rescue. Will dispatched a helicopter and stayed on the phone with Greg, who was maintaining radio contact with Vincent. Pinning down the location's coordinates precisely posed a challenge for the helicopter, but Vincent was soon spotted, his bright orange windbreaker standing out against the snow. Vincent told Newsline he was airlifted to the nearest trauma center for surgery on his femur, and he is now recovering. He said Greg's attentiveness to the calling frequency that day may well have saved his life. Will quickly noted, however, that Vincent himself did some emergency preparedness too. The dashboard of his parked car held a map of his intended hiking route and another option to track him down. He said that both Vincent and Greg did everything right. This is Ralph Squillaci, KK6ITB.
Have you sent in your amateur radio haiku to Newsline's Haiku Challenge yet? It's as easy as writing a QSL card. Set your thoughts down using traditional haiku format, a 3-line verse with 5 syllables in the first line, 7 in the second, and 5 in the third. Submit your work on our website, arnewsline.org. Each week's winner gets a shout-out on our website where everyone can find the winning haiku. With thanks to Amateur Radio Daily, Ann Landers, VK7BYL, ARRL, David Bayar, K7DB, Yoda, Des Moines Register, 425DX Bulletin, Greg Davidson, KF6CNS, Ham SCI, Jocelyn Bro, KD8VRX, KCCI, Mark Gormley, WA8VEC, Norma O'Hare, VK2YL, QRZ.com, Radio Society of Great Britain, Radio World, ShortwaveRadio.de, Tech Central, Vincent Levesque, KF6FLJ, Will Richards, KJ6JJB, Wireless Institute of Australia, YouTube, Zero Retries, and you, our listeners, that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer nonprofit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, visit our website at arnewsline.org and know we appreciate you all. We also remind listeners, if you like our newscast, podcast, leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. Thank you. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Jim Dameron, NATMW in Charleston, West Virginia, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2025, all rights reserved.